Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission
met last night, and Director of Planning and Zoning, Katie DeLuca, joins me on the line. Good morning, Katie. Happy New Year. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. Happy New Year.
All right, give us some of the highlights of the first meeting of calendar year 2019 for PNZ.
Well, it was a long one, so hopefully that's not the way we're going to continue with all of them. It was one of our one in the morning affairs, mostly because it was the first time that we heard Greenwich Academy. As you know, we've talked about it coming up. This is at 96 and 100 Maple Avenue. 96 Maple Avenue is a historic overlay. It was an overlay zone created in 1979 to allow for a second residential unit in a single residential unit zone, the R20. Greenwich Academy has purchased it and would like to move their Cowan Center, which is their early childhood, 8 weeks old to 4 years old. They'd like to move that from the main Greenwich Academy campus over to this building. There was a considerable amount of commentary from the neighborhood. They feel that it's, even though there are institutional uses on that stretch of road there, they feel that this is not an appropriate use for this historic site, and that it's too intense, the traffic, and just the use itself, and it should remain a residential use. There is a lot of commentary from attorneys. Actually, two attorneys have been hired to represent people in opposition, and both of them spoke about which set of regulations to use. So that was a big point of discussion. Mr. Cohen, the applicant's attorney, has come in saying what he's requesting is not something under the historic overlay zone regulations, but rather a special permit application under a different set of regulations to allow for school use. And so it was left open. We are expecting a brief from Attorney Cohen on that point, and some additional information from the traffic engineer on some of the specifics relating to that. So that'll be most likely at the February 5th meeting next time.
Okay, what else you had last night?
Okay, we had a lot confirmation on Turner that was approved. We had an 830G application on Byram Terrace that was left open, having to do with needing to confirm with the Department of Housing in Hartford whether or not you can have a unit that is not comparable to the other units in the house. This is a big question, actually, because we do want people who have illegal units to either get rid of them and become compliant or to convert them to affordable housing units. And obviously, if you've got if in that instance, it's very likely that unit is not going to be comparable to the units in the rest of the house. It's probably a basement unit, which is the case here. So we do need to speak with the Department of Housing about that. I believe it is likely that he will say this is acceptable, he being Mike Santora up from the state, only because I know Trumbull had done a lot of things along those lines about 10 years ago in an effort to get rid of the illegal apartments in town. The salon on West Putnam Avenue was left open. The Collier subdivision on Sound Beach Avenue, that was left open. Round Hill Club is looking to do some things with their snack bar area. That was approved. The Lincoln Car Dealership, that was approved. And the commission was able to work with the applicant to remove all vehicles from the front yard, which was a wonderful thing, I think, for the town. And I think it will help Lincoln, too, actually, and free up the clutter from the front of the car dealerships that we hear so many people say they really don't like. So I think that was a wonderful compromise on behalf of Lincoln, and I think the site's going to look really nice with that change to it. There's a text amendment to allow fitness uses in the LBR zone. LBR is local business retail. That's places like Old Greenwich, Byram, Koskob, and there's been a lot of vacancies, so this is an attempt by one property owner to say, let us please have different uses in these commercial corridors, because that's the only tenant that is showing any interest at all, and we have vacancies that last a long time because retail tenants just are not willing to go into these spaces. So that was left open. so that we can, so that the attorney can make some changes to the language having to do with drop-off for things like music schools, dance schools, that kind of thing. That would require a special permit. And also to amend, to include some sort of language that says we don't want to look at sweaty people when we're walking through a retail environment. So is there some way to say that the counter has to be in the front or something along those lines? So we do want to maintain the retail presence and the walkability of our commercial areas. As you can see, it's a long meeting. Just a couple more here.
Okay.
Then we had a Parker Stacy. It's a resident medical professional office on Kinsman. That was left open. That was quite controversial. 300 Valley was left open. We've heard that one. It's been on the agenda, actually, I should say, for a couple of times. That was left open for Architecture Review Committee. That's a nursery area on Valley Road that they want to make into retail with residential. And lastly, the Old Greenwich Social Club was approved to expand into the neighboring vacant retail space.
Okay, sorry about that. What about, I saw on the agenda here, was supposed to close last night, Greenwich Hospital.
Yes, Greenwich Hospital has withdrawn that proposal. That was on River Road. That was to convert from doctor's uses from office to medical office, and that has been withdrawn.
Okay, great. When is the next meeting, and what is on the agenda there?
The next meeting is January 22nd. We have the waterfront business zone regulations. I feel very confident that this will move forward based on the Harbor Management Commission's review of these regulations in the December meeting, which they found were consistent with their harbor management plan. It's been terrific to work with them. I think the regulation is very, very much improved from when we first put it forward, and they're a big reason why, as is the public commentary that we've received. It's been a lot of engagement there, so I'm looking forward to having that be heard January 22nd. Then we have the Ferrari proposals on West Putnam Avenue, 581, 585, 600. As you know, that's the mixed-use residential commercial proposal. We have a couple of coastal homes, 32 Westway, 8 Eggleston. We have St. Michael's Church on a corner of Clabbert and North Street, looking to do some small additions. And then we have the Stanwich Club, who's also looking to do some changes to their snack bar area.
All right, good. What about the Chabad? What's going to happen there?
It's likely that will be heard at and decided at the next meeting, January 22nd. If not then, it will be the February 5th. The commission does have 65 days under the state statutes to make the decision, so they have time to really, you know, go back through the record individually, think about what they want to do, and what will happen will be a discussion and a decision when it does happen. We may have we may do that at the beginning of the meeting when the commission decides that they're ready, just so that people that are interested in have an opportunity to come in here without having to wait until midnight.
All right, that's one of the problems. You have people have to wait until midnight to hear stuff.
Right. No, I think on this particular one they would do it in the beginning of the meeting, but just so that also they're, you know, fresh, ready to go. People can come, hear it, and then, you know, move on with the rest of the meeting.
All right, Katie. Well, appreciate it. I know long night for you guys and short sleep, but you brought it as always. And again, thanks very much for coming on this morning.
Thank you so much, Tony.
All right, bye bye. That's Katie DeLuca, Director of Planning and Zoning, P&Z, met last night. Jim.